There are a number of local incentive-based energy programs. DTE Energy is offering its customer the Solar Currents program and the Green Currents programs. Generally speaking, we wonder what the pros and cons of such short-term incentive-based energy programs might be. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Next Wednesday, we're going to be talking with DTE Energy spokesperson Scott Simons about the utility's take on this issue. Today, our guest is David Wright. David is the Clean Energy Program Director at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. David, good morning.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
Well, first, let's kind of define what the solar currents and green currents programs are. Solar currents was created in 2009 with an aim of helping DTE meet the state's renewable energy goals. It was to add 1,200 megawatts of renewable energy by 2015. Basically, DTE was offering incentives for residential and business customers to invest in solar power. Now, as I understood it, I thought that program had reached its enrollment capacity back in 2011, but I guess it's been opened up again?
It has been opened up. There were a number of individuals, as well as Detroit Edison, came forward and offered to expand the program. So they've added an additional 2 megawatts of capacity, and 1.5 megawatts of that will be reserved for residential customers going forward. They're going to take applications over the next year, and they're going to parse out the availability of the opportunities to participate in the program. So everyone will get a chance, in essence, to apply.
If I wanted to apply and participate in the program, what becomes my responsibility? Do I have to put the upfront costs into investing in a solar mechanism for my home?
Yes, you do. And what I would recommend is that you would contact one of the solar contractors or go to the Detroit Edison. They have a Solar Currents website, and that would provide all the information that you'd need to start the application process and making decisions on whether or not that's something you want to participate in.
As a customer, how would I benefit from the program, both financially and environmentally?
Environmentally, we benefit because it's meeting the renewable portfolio standard, which is reducing our reliance on fossils and nuclear fuel and expanding renewables, of which solar is one component, a relatively small component of that. As a customer, you'll receive an upfront payment from Detroit Edison for if you're accepted into the program for purchasing your system, and then you would also receive a 3 cent per kilowatt hour payment from Detroit Edison for every kilowatt hour that your system generates.
And that's really the way it works. You end up generating enough energy for your house, but you return energy to the grid for others to use.
Yes, you do. The size of the systems is limited. It's basically the amount that that you would require to run your house on. But during the year, obviously, there's times when you generate excess solar, primarily in the summer, which is when the utility really needs the additional energy. So it's a definite benefit to everyone.
On the residential side of things, from your viewpoint, is this a worthwhile endeavor, and should it continue to expand, or is this just something limited that is going to be small in scale in terms of our energy future?
It is a worthwhile endeavor. I think we're going to see photovoltaics and solar being a much larger portion of our generation portfolio. Hopefully we can continue programs like the Solar Currents program. Detroit Edison has expanded it beyond the initial 5-megawatt size of the program. They've added an additional 2 megawatts. We're continuing to talk with them and the Public Service Commission about continuing the program and enhancing it going forward.
And on the commercial side of things, you can see that DTE is investing in large solar arrays. They have put one up on the U of N campus. They're considering putting one here in Ypsilanti or possibly Detroit, but they are looking at ways of expanding the solar program.
Yes, they are. And the utility-owned portion of the Solar Currents program is on the order of, 15 to 20 megawatts. So it's around 3 to 4 times larger than what they're doing with the customer-owned program. And they still are looking for locations for facilities to install throughout their service territory.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and my guest this morning is David Wright. He is Clean Energy Program Director at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center, and we're discussing the merits and consequences of incentive-based energy programs. David, we've discussed the Solar Currents program. Now, anyone who has opened a DTE bill at the end of the month notices that you have an option. They will send you a piece of paper saying you have an option to sign up for the Green Currents program. And I'm not entirely sure what that is. According to DTE's website, it's designed to reduce carbon dioxide emissions and strengthen the state's energy independence. How do you see this program?
We've had a number of concerns with the Green Currents program from the inception. One of our concerns is that depending on who is purchasing or who is the seller of the renewable energy certificates, they may also be claiming that renewable energy for their own customers. We believe that we saw that with the early phase of the Green Currents program. We raised some issues with that, and there have been some changes made to it. The other problem is that as a RECs-only program, so Detroit Edison is not generating renewable electricity with the additional funds. They're actually going out into a market and purchasing renewable energy certificates. They're targeting that on Michigan-based renewables to keep it within our geographic area. Those certificates wind up making the program always a cost-plus when we've seen...
Meaning it becomes more expensive.
Exactly. It will always be more expensive than what the utility is currently doing. There are other renewable energy programs which add renewables to the utility's portfolio mix, and that changes the cost structure. And there have been cases where the renewable bill, if you were in what would be the Green Currents program, where the utility is actually buying renewable energy, can be less than the standard utility bill. And customers miss that economic opportunity.
Because customers tend to want to do the right thing for the environment, they may not fully understand how this program works and sign up, and they're going to be paying more money. Is that, in your mind, a method of greenwashing, as they call it?
I would say that that the way that the current renewable or the RECs-only programs are structured, that unless you're paying very close attention to them, it would definitely have the opportunity for significant greenwashing.
Well, by all accounts, the utility is expected to meet the state mandated 15% renewable energy standard by 2015, correct? Or 10%?
10%, yeah.
By 2015. So DTE is doing what it is responsible to do.
Yes, they are. They've filed their plans with the Public Service Commission, and they're moving forward with both the solar currents and the wind, as well as the other generation assets that they're adding to meet the RPS standard.
So when we take into consideration the solar currents program, which you sound very much in favor of, and the green currents program, not so much, is DTE going about meeting the state-mandated renewable standard in the right way? Is there something more you would like to see the utilities doing on behalf of its customers and on behalf of the environment?
We would like to see them continue expanding the solar currents program. And getting back with the collaborative that was set up at the Michigan Public Service Commission once Detroit Edison met the original 5-megawatt cap. The recent revisions, while good, it's good that they're expanding the program, they have drastically slashed the payments to their solar generators, which we think is more than what needed to be done. And we'd like them to come back to the collaborative and work with us on continuing the program and getting the incentives right so that it makes economic sense for everybody.
And within the context of the state of Michigan, is the state moving in the right direction when it comes to renewables and taking into consideration programs like the ones we've discussed this morning?
We're sort of at a hiatus right now, what with the governor saying that we're going to take a look at what would be the best thing to move forward on. They've put out a list of a number of questions regarding renewables that they're interested in hearing from the public on, and are indicating that in the next year or two they're planning to make a decision on basically what I would say is a state energy policy and whether or not to move forward on renewables. So I would say that we need to continue moving forward on renewables and not take a hiatus to reconsider what has been and is going to be a very successful program for Michigan.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
That is David Wright. He is Clean Energy Program Director at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. Next week, we talk with DTE Energy's Scott Simons on the same subject of incentive-based energy programs. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.